Welcome to The Lobbying Show, a podcast about the people in government relations, how they got into it, what their jobs entail, what works, and what doesn't. I'm your host, Jim O'Brien. Today, we head back to California, and we sit down with Alex Torque. Alex Torque of Ground Floor Public Affairs in beautiful downtown San Francisco. Prior to sitting down with Alex, I took a look at his list of clients, and here are some that jumped out. Amazon, Airbnb, Salesforce, Square, Ease, San Francisco Giants, Dropbox, Lyft, and Silver Car, which he explains to us because I didn't know what it was, what they do. What a client list. We really enjoyed sitting down with Alex and talking about his business and all the different campaigns that he has run. He has worked for Willie Brown. He has worked for the new governor, Gavin Newsom. He ran his campaign for mayor in San Francisco in 2003. But he got his start, like many of our guests, interning for Senator Barbara Boxer. And we talk about Alex does a great job comparing campaign work to being in a play. Some of the people you like, some of the people you don't like, but at the end of the day, it's showtime and the show must go on. And we also talked a little bit about how Alex ended up in California, which is a very interesting story about his mom. So here you go, Alex Torque from San Francisco, California.
We're sitting here with Alex in San Francisco, beautiful day in San Francisco. Alex, Amazon, Airbnb, Salesforce, Square, Ease, San Francisco Giants, Dropbox, Lyft, Silver Car. Wow. I mean, if you were to tell me to draw up a list of clients I'd like to have, I couldn't even make up a list better than that. Wow. That's incredible.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's kind, but it's incredible. I mean, now part of it may be because you're in San Francisco. We don't have companies like that in, you know, in other parts of the country, but it's really impressive. Silver Car. What, I don't even know what Silver Car is.
Silver Car essentially is a tech startup that is, they have silver Audis that it's basically a transportation opportunity for airports around the country. So instead of going to your, like, you know, tried and true Hertz's and Avis's and Enterprises of the world. They're okay. Kind of getting into that market of being able to pick you up at the airport. You have a luxury car at an affordable price with all the Bluetooth and the, you know, the bells and whistles that go with it. So it's a growing, very successful company.
Interesting. So you obviously work with a lot of emerging technology companies, emerging companies.
I mean, we definitely try to keep our, I mean, it was interesting, the ones that you chose to mention, which we're quite proud of, but we definitely try to keep our portfolio diverse by design. So we definitely represent technology companies, but also real estate developers, hospitality companies, nonprofits, business associations. We really like to have our fingers in a lot of different pies.
Okay. Well, very impressive. Now, San Francisco or Sacramento or both? Where is your most?
I mean, I would say I've been in the Bay Area for 25 years. So, and obviously I've had a company for 11 years headquartered in San Francisco. So the majority of our work and our relationships are based in San Francisco, but we've definitely been doing a lot of work in the South Bay, up in Marin County and Oakland. I mean, so we're definitely trying to grow and be more of a Bay Area presence, if not a statewide presence as well.
Okay. I see on your bookshelf there many books by David Halberstam. Is he, are you a fan, obviously?
Sure, by all means.
Okay. I thought maybe there was a connection there.
No, not necessarily. I mean, look, I have a very political background.
Yeah.
You know, I worked in government and ran political campaigns for years prior to opening up my own company.
So let's get into that. Willie Brown, you worked for Willie Brown.
Indeed.
When he was mayor, is that correct?
When he was mayor, indeed. In 1999, I joined his team in his Office of Neighborhood Services, and then within a couple of months, he kicked me out to the reelection campaign because I had worked for a state assemblyman for 6 years before and ran all of his local campaigns. So at a relatively young age, I had a tremendous amount of campaign experience, and so he put me out in the field to kind of help put that infrastructure together for his reelection.
Okay. And what other campaigns have you worked on?
Again, Lou Pappin I worked for many years. He's no longer with us, but was a real mentor of mine when he was in the state assembly. Worked for Mayor Brown, worked for Mayor Newsom, yep. But, you know, ran the campaign for Congresswoman Jackie Speier.
Okay.
And, you know, other candidates for judge and board of supervisors and things of that nature.
What was the first campaign that you worked on?
The first campaign was actually when I first moved to San Francisco, I was interning for free for Senator Boxer.
Okay.
During the day, and then I was waiting tables at night, and I was terrible at that. And essentially, I met one of her top deputies, ran for county supervisor in Marin, and that was he kind of brought me along, so that was my first paid gig on a campaign. Literally just doing all the grunt work and, you know, licking envelopes and making phone calls and walking precincts and things of that nature. But I think it was kind of at that time I really recognized that being involved in a campaign was a lot like being in a play, meaning you rehearse and rehearse and you love each other one day and you hate each other the next, but then it's showtime and the curtain comes up and it's election day and you either get the New York Times review or you're a flop.
Right.
And there was an energy and excitement that I think resonated with me.
And if you get the good review, then all is forgotten. And if you don't, then all is remembered.
And then exactly. Yeah. Then you got to go figure out what your next gig is, right? So it just, you know, for being a young person in San Francisco, growing up, you know, also being a history major and growing up in a very political household. My mom was very active growing up, started a thing in the early 90s called the Hollywood Women's Political Committee,
okay,
which at the time was a big force behind 1992 Year of the Woman, where Senator Boxer, Senator Feinstein, Senator Murray of Washington, Senator Mosley Braun of Illinois. It was the first time that multiple women had been elected to the U.S. Senate. So just at a very early age, I had a lot of access to that.
So you said, so did you grow up in L.A.?
I did grow up in Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah. And where did you go to school?
So I'm from New York originally and moved out when I was about 8.
Whereabouts in New York?
In Manhattan.
Okay.
And my mom was a secretary at William Morris Agency and was promoted to agent and transferred to Beverly Hills, California. So she picked up my sister and I, moved us across the country, and she was... again, really where I got my work ethic from, I believe, is certainly from her, definitely.
A trailblazer.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredible.
No doubt.
I mean, to move her young family across the country like that, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was it was incredible.
I'm sorry, so where'd you go to school, college?
I went to Boston University.
Okay, and then you came
so
back.
So I basically have lived on big cities in both coasts. So it was New York, moved to L.A., went to college in Boston, and moved right to San Francisco.
And then
back
to San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Okay. How did you get that first internship
with
Senator Boxer?
Probably through connections with my mom, I'm sure. She probably helped, get me some interviews with some different folks as I was moving up here. But again, I mean, I was working for free. So, you know, there were plenty others like me.
Right.
But no doubt. I mean, having connections is certainly part of the game.
Right. Do you offer internships here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have an internship program, but it's a paid internship program.
Okay.
We also have a summer fellow program as well. It's trying to create upward mobility for folks. So there's definitely been... Probably our last 3 junior account executives went through that program of being an intern, being a summer fellow, and then so by the time they're first, you know, officially working, even though they're paid in both of those capacities, being an official employee at Ground Floor, you've already had a year and a half of experience of working with the team, of working with me, of working with the types of clients we represent.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that as a real benefit.
That's great. And so if someone is listening and interested in pursuing an internship, just go on your website.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
Great. And what was it like to, what was, Willie Brown, what was that like? Is that how you, how did you meet Charlie Duffy?
You know, I honestly don't remember, to be honest. I mean, it was probably something through government and politics.
Charlie mentioned Willie Brown also.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't exactly remember, but I know he was always just very kind to me. And, you know, look, I learned a long time ago, especially there was a reason that I wanted to work in local government at the time and not in Sacramento and not in D.C., is it felt way too far removed. Like, okay. I liked walking out of City Hall and looking at someone and recognizing that person is my boss. Like, they're the taxpayer, they're the constituent. Yep. It felt more tangible, it felt more real. Where were dollars going? What were programs doing?
Yep.
So I met Charlie somewhere along that way. And, you know, again, I called my company Ground Floor for a reason. Mm-hmm. As to me, it's all about relationships at the end of the day. And so, again, someone like Charlie, who I can't even remember where we met, but I remember him being kind to me. I remember him being responsive to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like that are lasting.
Yeah, that's Charlie. So Willie Brown, you worked in his administration, and then you ran his campaign, re-election campaign. And then when did Willie stop serving as mayor? When did his term
end? His term ended in 2003. So after the re-election in 99, I came back and he promoted me to department head. So I was now, I had a staff of 15, and I was kind of the conduit between all the diverse neighborhoods of San Francisco and the mayor's office. So cutting a lot of red tape, representing him in various community meetings, things of that nature, really connecting city services for constituents, which was a great training ground.
Yeah.
But then he was termed out in 2003, and I was then recruited by Gavin Newsom, who was a member of the Board of Supervisors, to help lead his election for mayor.
And then you ran his campaign.
Indeed, in 2003. Yeah.
Okay, and now he's running for governor.
Absolutely.
Tell me about Project Homeless Connect.
That is honestly some of the proudest work I've ever been associated with. So I got to give Gavin Newsom credit. When he won and we put the team together and I became his deputy chief of staff, so I was two doors down from the mayor and the number two person in city government, he came into my office in the first week and told me that I was going to be his point person on homelessness. Obviously, homelessness has been a number one issue in San Francisco for generations.
Yep.
But at the time, it was still the number one issue of the day. And I tried explaining to him, you have a Department of Public Health with experts and $2 billion, and you have a Department of Human Services with $1 billion and thousands of employees.
Why me?
Why me?
Right.
And he said, no, you're going to bring a new energy and sense of urgency to this issue on my behalf. And we just came up with this idea of, like, how do we get people out of their desks, out of their comfort zones, and into the community and really start figuring out ways that there had been no, there were obviously ways for people to volunteer, like serving Thanksgiving dinner at Glide or things of that nature.
But it's once a year.
But there was, it was very episodic. And I think there was never really any opportunity for folks to plug into solutions to homelessness. So we created this idea that really just kind of took off and became, you know, we took over Bill Graham Civic Auditorium every other month and essentially brought every service known to mankind under one roof, right, to connect individuals to services and self-sufficiency. And it was really the first time that I used my kind of political organizing skills for social policy.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. And I've become very passionate around solutions to homelessness.
And that program survives today, doesn't it?
It is still around today. It's, in fact, in 200 cities across the country. It's in three different countries around the world. So, you know, it's not rocket science, right, of putting all these services in one spot. So access is not disconnected for individuals in need, but it's there's no simple solution to a complex problem.
Do you are you still running campaigns today or working on campaigns today?
No, I made a decision about 5 years ago to stop doing candidate campaigns. I think I came to the realization also, you know, now being a business owner, which I never really saw myself as.
Payroll.
I mean, it's very empowering. I have 8 employees that, you know, count on me and I love the work, but I think it was maybe during a cycle where we had 5 different campaigns and there'll be one candidate who shall remain nameless that I kind of caught myself 2 weeks out thinking, These are my words and ideas. I'm getting yelled at every day. I'm not making that much money. And do I really need to elect Jim O'Brien to the Board of Supervisors so I can get my client Lyft a meeting with Jim O'Brien? Like, right. If I haven't earned that by now, I'm never going to have it.
I don't need to do all that.
All that to get that meeting. And right. It was quite a relief to all of a sudden let that go and to really focus on what is our kind of new model, which, you know, I think we're very successful at, which is we represent private sector clients and nonprofits, help them maneuver bureaucracy of government, build strong partnerships in the community, connecting the triangle. So that is now our kind of mantra and our mission. So letting campaigns go was very freeing.
And it sounds like, a smart move for your business to step back from that and then spend more time building your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it doesn't become cyclical, right? I mean, again, right. There are plenty of campaign firms that are like, you know, really busy right now, right? And then come December, all of a sudden need to let people go or looking for new opportunities.
Right.
This now is, it's an ongoing cycle of business development.
What do you find takes most of your time in running the business now?
Today?
Yeah.
Look, I'm learning every day on how to be a better CEO. We did bring on some management consultants a couple years ago, which was some of the best money I ever spent, around systems, around being a better delegator, around what's the best use of my time. So I think now, really what I try to do is... really have the team focus more on today and that I focus more on tomorrow. But at the same time, I love the work. Mm-hmm. I like being in the weeds and the clients count on me, right? So I think I've woken up to the fact that Ground Floor is a company. It's not Alex Turk and Associates. And I'm really trying to build out a company that when a client brings us on, yes, they get me, but they also get my incredible
team. And I would imagine that client development is probably one of your primary, you must bring in most of the business. You're the known entity.
Indeed.
You're the, historical, and do you find that most of the business comes by word of mouth?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is a small town. I'd say there are, a handful of firms that do what we do in San Francisco. So yes, a lot of it is referrals and word of mouth. But there's no doubt we're trying to be more strategic. We're trying to be more proactive. My senior staff, we have a meeting every week just on business development around what are some opportunities we might want to go chase. We might want to go hunt, right? Because, more and more, it's just my belief, people want leaders. They want champions. They want effectiveness, right? Yep. And if we can bring a good idea to a company that they didn't think of about ways to build their brand or help them be successful... sometimes that turns into opportunities for everybody.
Well, Alex, we very much appreciate you sitting down. This has been great. It's you have a wonderful office, and I will encourage people to interns, people who are looking for internships, to apply on your website.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. I enjoyed the discussion.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed sitting down with Alex in San Francisco, California. So if you haven't already, you can subscribe to our podcast wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify. You can also check us out on Twitter, or Facebook, or Instagram. So I hope everyone has a great week, and see you next Monday.